Today's Hot Pipes features great performances of music from the big band era played on theatre pipes. Hi, I'm Steve Ashley, and my show brings you some familiar music in perhaps less familiar arrangements. To open, here's Lou Williams with Glenn Miller's A String of Pearls. Lou Williams and the Wurlitzer of the long-closed Organstop Pizza restaurant in Phoenix, Arizona, with the Glenn Miller and Benny Goodman hit from 1942, A String of Pearls. To many, Miller's band was halfway between swing and sweet, and certainly it didn't have the swing credentials of the Goodman band, but it also wasn't as sweet as Hal Kemp's band, which took Ted Kohler and Rube Bloom's Don't Worry About Me into the US charts in 1939. This is Jonas Norball and his ballad arrangement on the Wurlitzer of the Paramount Theatre, Portland, Oregon. Thank you. medley of three songs that have been recorded by countless bands and singers since they were composed in the teens and twenties: St. Louis Blues, Limehouse Blues and Jealousy, with Reginald Dixon and the Wurlitzer of the Talbor and Blackpool, recorded in 1940 and released in January of 1941. And while we're in that era of recordings, this is a Benny Goodman favourite, Goody Goody, written by Matty Malnick and Johnny Mercer in 1936, and recorded that same year by Sidney Torch on the Christie in the Regal Theatre, Edmonton, North London.
Broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? So you lie awake, just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody, so you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. You had it coming to you, and you don't like it, do you? Goody, goody for her, goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you. Singing the blues all night. Goody, goody, so you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. You had it coming to you, and you don't like it, do you? Goody, goody for her, goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
Sidney Torch and Goody Goody, with a vocal refrain by Carolyn Marsh. In 1945, Mack Gordon and James Monaco wrote I Can't Begin to Tell You for a fictionalised account of two sisters from Hungary who became famous entertainers, the Dolly Sisters. Bing Crosby took the song to number one in the US charts that year, followed in 1946 by chart entries from the orchestras of Harry James and Sammy Kaye. The gorgeous melody translates well onto theatre pipes. Here's Leonard McLean and the Moller of the Sedgwick Theatre in the Mount Airy district of Philadelphia.
Thank you.
The original hit recordings of On the Sunny Side of the Street were by singer Harry Richman and the Ted Lewis Band in 1930, but the most memorable was, of course, from Tommy Dorsey in 1945. With countless other recordings from artists from Fats Waller to Django Reinhardt to Lionel Hampton. Naturally, I have many theatre pipe tracks of this popular big band standard, but one I especially like is this version by John Atwell on the Wurlitzer Hybrid in the Capri Theatre, Adelaide. Back to the Glenn Miller repertoire, and to one of his most famous, Moonlight Serenade, composed by Miller himself with the rarely heard lyrics by Mitchell Parrish. It hit the US charts in 1939, but apparently had to wait until 1954 for such success in the UK. Robinson Cleaver recorded this arrangement on the Wurlitzer in the Granada Theatre Tooting in South London for the Concert Recording label. Thank you. For today's closer, I'm going back to 1924 and a George and Ira Gershwin number from a show that starred Fred and Sister Adele Astaire, Oh Lady Be Good. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra's recording of the title song went to number 2 in the US charts in 1925, and it went on to become one of Ella Fitzgerald's best known, as she sang it so often in concert. One of my favourite theatre pipe recordings of Oh Lady Be Good is by Vic Hammett playing the Wurlitzer in the Captain's Galley restaurant in Redwood City, California in 1978. Vic Hammett and Oh Lady Be Good. I hope that you've enjoyed today's show and that you'll come back for another half hour at the same time next week. In the meantime, my website hotpipes.eu has literally hundreds of my shows archived for your listening pleasure, along with links to preservation societies, what's on in your area, and lots of other goodies. So until next week, this is bye-bye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.